This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We continue to cover the breaking news here on your home of the Cowboys. Jason Witten is back. A one-year deal worth $5 million with the Cowboys exiting the broadcast booth after 1 year up there with Monday Night Football. Now, you might remember during the regular season, Ben Rogers from our Ben and Skin Show Afternoon Drive was talking about the possibility of Witten returning. It didn't come together. Many of you accused him of unscrupulous reporting. Well, I'd say this development today lends quite a bit of credibility to him if you needed it.
I don't know.
He's jumping from the free throw line, baby.
I think he was all the way out a few months ago, and now he decided.
Segments brought to you by 1-800-LAWYERS. Hurt in an accident, not your fault. Call the office of Franklin Franklin at 1-800-LAWYERS. And a good afternoon to Ben Rogers, who's already up here getting ready for his show, which starts at 3 o'clock, and nice enough to jump in studio here with us and provide some more perspective and insights to this big Cowboys decision.
Yeah, this was very close to happening last season. I think the obvious things about this are, number one, it gets Witten out of the booth, which that had not been ideal. That ended up being harder probably than he thought it was. And, I think he had the realization. I mean, you don't know until you try something. He tried it and was like, wow, this isn't what I really thought it would be.
Yeah.
I think this is a guy destined to coach and miss the game. You know, Basco was bringing up great points just now talking about how it's the thing you've always done and it just kills you to not be doing it. To me, I'm fascinated by how it unraveled last year because it unraveled at the very last minute. And you remember during our mix, yeah. I was like, hey,
yeah,
it's going to break the internet tonight. That's what I was talking about.
I was on
about.
The internet waiting.
That's what I was talking about. He was going to be in the suite with the Joneses, and that was going to break the internet. And I was alluding to how that could be happening tonight, and I thought it really was that night. But it unraveled for whatever reason, and we can talk about those reasons. You guys touched base on some of those. Was it they liked the hot hand, they had positive momentum, or was it Steven who was like, yeah, this doesn't really make sense? I don't know. But it fell apart. I was with Witten 2 weeks ago for an event, and he did not mention this. I did not think it was a possibility. I was blindsided by this today.
How was his belly and everything?
Dude, he was ripped.
Okay,
like,
so
I was shocked.
I thought you were
like,
going to say he was fat.
Not at all, dude. So, I was fat. He was good. Not fat. But it was, yeah, he was like a brick house, man. And I think there's a lot of reasons they're doing this. I think it's probably Jerry steering the ship here. I think they like the leadership. I don't think this changes what they're going to do at the tight end position. I don't think he'll end up playing more than 1 year. I think it's a chance for him to get out of the booth. He'll make more money than he was making in the booth. He'll reestablish himself as a Cowboys legend. He'll help in the red zone. He'll help otherwise. They run a lot of double tight end sets and even triple tight end sets. Who knows if Kellen will do that. But I think this is very positive. And most importantly, you have the second or youngest team in the league. You've got some awesome leadership back in the house. And so I think this is all positive, and it still wouldn't shock me to see them take a tight end with their first pick.
Do you think Dirk inspired him by last night, Dirk saying he plans to play next year if everything feels good in his body, that then Witten decided, okay, if Dirk's going to play another year, I'm coming back?
I think it's hard to leave, man, and Dirk loves that camaraderie. You know, I can't imagine what that was like for you. You got to experience what we all dream about. You played in the bigs, and when you leave that clubhouse and you no longer have that camaraderie with the fellas. And
it's the most depressing. One of the most depressing times in my life is when I took a job in media and had to go do spring training, as in cover it as not a player.
Yeah. And
I was
for
like,
us,
this stinks. I
it's
hate
the
this.
Camaraderie of the radio crew going to spring training. It's like, wow, we're covering spring training. It's just different perspectives. But man, I think this is a real big positive. I understand the debate. Like if people are going, oh my God, he's going to be on the field every play, and they're going to use him and da-da-da all the time.
He's better than the other tight ends they have, though.
He's better than all the tight ends they have, and I think it's just a very big positive. And I think what it means is you alluded to this yesterday, Gavin, when you're talking about that Machota tweet, when you read between the lines. I believe Steven mentioned Jerry has a timetable. Jerry's always saying, I have a timetable. I think they're going all in. To me, I see this. I'm thinking – this is, even though it's financially doesn't help, I see it even more likely Earl Thomas is here and they are absolutely going for it.
I mean, if they're willing to do something that I see as kind of somewhat financially risky, giving $5 million to a 37-year-old that's been out of the NFL for a year what other kind of risks could they have in mind as far as making sure they take the most? Because if you don't win it this year and you look back and say, well, we were financially very, very prudent. You know, we didn't do anything that was going to hurt us long term. But then you don't win it and then you're giving Dak and everybody huge money and you don't have the opportunity that is good. You would forever regret, I think, not pushing all your chips into the middle.
Yeah, and I kind of enjoy that Steven at the Combine was talking about how they were going to be really aggressive in terms of upgrading the roster or pursuing guys. And I'm with Ben that once they sign a role, which I believe they will, because they also keep talking about, listen, we've got a really good, really young team. So now, for the first time ever, they're not going to be afraid to slap a couple olds in there and say, all right, go lead the young guys. We got the young talent. Give us the olds who are going to kind of get everybody on the right track.
That I'll leave balance you this. Of old and young, okay.
I'll leave you this, but I'll let you guys get back to G-bagging. But they are absolutely going for this. They are going for it, and this is going to be an awesome year for Cowboys fans right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're going to try to get them on the show today if we can.
Sweet. Yes, oh, wow. I knew you would. There he goes, Ben Rogers, hard at work, skins in as well over there in the bullpen there, preparing for the show coming up at 3 o'clock right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.